person back, and I'll tell them, hey, give me your name and number, and I'll have her call you right back. And we'll do the best we can to get you enrolled right away.
And again, give that phone number again, because sometimes a lot of people try to write it down.
My cellular is 702-286-1014. That's 286-1014, and you only have two more days to get a policy guaranteed issue unless you have a qualifying life event. After this Friday, you will not be able to buy an insurance plan that's qualified or, you know, with government assistance.
So, in other words, they better jump on the phone to you now, after you're off the air, or tomorrow, because Friday is a-coming.
Friday's coming fast, and you know what's going to happen? People are going to be calling me on Monday saying, I didn't know there was a time limit, and it's been going on for a year. Ever since Obamacare passed, it's been a time limit. This year, we have an extension to January 15th. It's been pretty ugly. I mean, to hear people say, I don't want to buy insurance during the fact that we have COVID, I'm like, really? Okay.
And I probably should have asked this first. How are you coping? How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing the best that I can. You know, I'm emotionally drained because I'm lost to my mom. Really was bad. I didn't realize how much she was my best friend. Worked for me, lived with me, et cetera. And she kept me organized. So I'm trying to get back on my feet that way. But other than that, you know, we're doing good. My daughter's hanging in there. You know, we're trying to overcome and adapt. And it's just something that, you know, I got a picture of my mom looking at me right now. I swear she's in the room with me, and I miss her terrible.
Well, I lost my parents about 15 years ago, and I still, to this day, think about them just about every day. Hey, Pat, carry on, my friend. Thank you so much. And again, that phone number, that cell number?
It's 702-286-1014. And call me. I guarantee you, either Kirsten or myself will definitely handle it.
Sounds good. Pat, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. You take care.
Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, joining us. Coming up, highlights from today's debate. It was supposed to be 2 hours. Somehow it ended up being 3+ hours. I don't know how they did it, if they just added time. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 531, we do have a multi-vehicle crash, which is closed eastbound traffic on Charleston. That's at the intersection of Pecos. Metro is on the scene investigating that incident. Multi-vehicles are involved. That's eastbound Charleston at Pecos, closed for the time being. Also, some heavy volumes in several areas. 15 south at Sahara, westbound Summerlin Parkway, that's at Buffalo. Another crash on the right shoulder, that's northbound 15 at the 215. 15 north at Sunset, you are pretty much bumper to bumper as you try to work your way through there. Reduced speeds on the southern beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 southbound at Pebble, and 215 westbound at Green Valley.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball, they get a much-needed win yesterday. They knock off NAIA St. Catherine 95-34. Four players in double figures. Mbaki Jong had a double-double of 18 points and 10 rebounds. David Jenkins Jr. and Moses Wood each scoring 17. Bryce Hamilton adding 15. It was their first home game in 48 days. They will continue a homestand when they have a two-game Mountain West series against New Mexico, which is going to be taking place this upcoming Saturday and Monday. Other Mountain West basketball coming up this evening. Speaking of New Mexico, they are set to play at Dixie State. Also tonight, Boise State at Wyoming. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Restocking those school supplies.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs, like notebooks, folders, and lap desks at amazing prices.
This week, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 4-ounce Elmer's school glue is just 75 cents each.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Restock for school and save at Staples.
Ends 1/16/21. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
The thing thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Wednesday. It's hump day. Today, a momentous day. This was the day that the president was impeached for the second time. I don't see this as a life-changing event for the president or for anybody. I don't think the Senate's going to take this up because Mitch McConnell said he's not going to call back the Senate before inaugural day. And by then it'll be too late, I would think. We will see what we shall see. But I do want you to hear part of the debate. I mean, this is really weird the way they do this. Because the House deals with no evidence, no witnesses. It's just, legally, it's like hearsay. It's, this is my opinion, and he's guilty, or he's not guilty. Anyway, this will be interesting to see. This was Jerry Nadler. This is cut one. And this was Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, trying as best he can. I mean, this is really a tough case to make because you've got DOJ and FBI officials saying this was an organized terrorist activity. That you know, the idea of leaving pipe bombs at the DNC and the RNC, and the fact that the fact that they had weapons on them, the fact that they had chains and helmets and armor, body armor. This was an organized terrorist activity, and it's becoming more and more clear as we go along. These weren't just MAGA people that were breaking the law. But this, I want you to listen how he tries to do this. This is Jerry Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
On January 6th, at a rally that was large, angry, and widely reported to be armed, the president's lies and violent rhetoric reached their crescendo. At that rally, the president took the stage. After reiterating the falsehood that we won this election, and we won it by a landslide, he told the crowd that if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. And then he urged the mob to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue to prevent the Congress from confirming the election of an illegitimate president. On that day, President Trump unleashed the force of a mob on this, the People's House. He encouraged that attack with the explicit intent to disrupt the joint session of Congress, an attack that threatened the safety of the Vice President, the Speaker of the House, and the President Pro Tem of the Senate, the next three officers in the line of succession. And look at what that violence has wrought. At least 6 dead, offices ransacked, the sanctity of our Capitol breached, for the first time in two centuries. Our hallways littered with broken glass, the battle flags of a long-dead Confederacy, and the debris we have come to associate with the Trump campaign. Mr. Speaker, Madam Speaker, I have faith in the resiliency of our government. We will bring the rioters to justice. Their accomplices in this House will be held responsible. But today, we must focus on the gravest threat first. President Trump, who incited this riot and who remains a grave danger to the nation.
That was Jerry Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Now, the guy that I thought was spectacular was Jim Jordan. And he is a congressman from Ohio. He is the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee. He was running the GOP part of the debate. And he was borderline brilliant and passionate. And I just love the guy. I'll let you hear from him coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
New Mail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mail Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to bring you a guy that has really been impressive through the first impeachment and now the second impeachment. He has been a rock of Gibraltar for the president and for Republicans. I think he can become the face of Republicans sometime soon. This is Congressman Jim Jordan, and I want to go to cut three because he spoke against impeachment, and I thought he was, I thought it was tremendous. This is Jim Jordan from earlier today, cut three from the debate on impeachment.
19 minutes, 4 years ago on Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2017, 19 minutes into President Trump's administration, at 12:19 p.m., the Washington Post headline was, "Campaign to impeach President Trump has begun." And now, with just one week left, they're still trying. In 7 days, there will be a peaceful transfer of power, just like there has been every other time in our country. But Democrats are going to impeach President Trump again. This doesn't unite the country. There's no way this helps the nation deal with the tragic and terrible events of last week that we all condemn. And Republicans have been consistent. We've condemned all the violence all the time. We condemned it last summer. We condemned it last week. We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time, 1 week, 1 week before he leaves office. Why? Why? Politics and the fact that they want to cancel the president. The president who cut taxes, the president who reduced regulations, the president prior to COVID had the greatest economy, lowest unemployment in 50 years, the president who got us out of the Iran deal, put the embassy in Jerusalem, brought hostages home from North Korea, put three great justices on the Supreme Court, gave us a new NAFTA agreement, the Abraham Accords, the COVID vaccine, and who built the wall. It's about politics. This is about getting the president of the United States. They spied on his campaign before he was elected. 19 minutes into his presidency, they started the impeachment push. Three-year Mueller investigation, 19 lawyers, 40 agents, 500 witnesses, 2,500 subpoenas, $40 million to find nothing. Impeachment round one based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who was biased against the president and who worked for Joe Biden. And now it's impeachment round two. It's always been about getting the president, no matter what. It's an obsession that is now broadened. It's not just about impeachment anymore, it's about canceling, as I've said. Canceling the president and anyone that disagrees with them. The Ayatollah can tweet, the president can't. Democrats can object on January 6, 2017, but Republicans aren't allowed to object on January 6, 2021. Democrats say Antifa is a myth. Republicans condemn all violence all the time. The double standard has to stop. And frankly, the attack on the First Amendment has to stop. And stop and think about it. Do you have a functioning First Amendment when the cancel culture only allows one side to talk? When you can't even have a debate in this country? This great country, the greatest country ever? It needs to stop, because if it continues, it won't just be Republicans who get canceled. It won't just be the President of the United States. The cancel culture will come for us all.
And he's right. He is absolutely right. Nancy Pelosi got up and made a fool of herself. Let me go to cut four real quick. Nancy Pelosi tried to make the case for Trump impeachment. I just don't think she made the case, but she doesn't have to. In the House, if you got the votes, it doesn't matter. This was Nancy Pelosi. This is cut four. The Speaker of the House trying to make the case for Trump impeachment earlier today.
With my voice and my vote, with a plea to all of you, Democrats and Republicans, I ask you to search your souls and answer these questions. Is the president's war on democracy in keeping with the Constitution? Were his words and insurrectionary mob a high crime and misdemeanor? Do we not have the duty to our oath to do all we constitutionally can to protect our nation and our democracy from the appetites and ambitions of a man who has self-evidently demonstrated that he is a vital threat to liberty, to self-government, and to the rule of law? Our country is divided. We all know that. There are lies abroad in the land, spread by a desperate president who feels his power slipping away. We know that too. But I know this as well, that we here in this House have a sacred obligation to stand for truth, to stand up for the Constitution, to stand as guardians of the Republic. In a speech he was prepared to give in Dallas on Friday, November 22, 1963, President John F. Kennedy was to say, "We in this country, in this generation, are, by destiny rather than choice, the watchmen on the walls of world freedom. We ask, therefore, that we may be worthy of our power and responsibility." That we may be worthy. President Kennedy was assassinated before he could deliver those words to the nation, but they resonate more even now, in our time, in this place. Let us be worthy of our power and responsibility, that what Lincoln thought was the world's last best hope, the United States of America, may long survive. My fellow members, my fellow Americans, we cannot escape history. Let us embrace our duty, fulfill our oath, and honor the trust of our nation. And we pray that God will continue to bless America.
There you go. What a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. I'm going to give the last word tonight to Congressman Nancy Mace. She blames both the Democrats and the GOP for the Capitol violence. And she may be right. She may be right. We'll do that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call on America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't saved what they should have or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own what we call financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement, or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, We'll also give you a three-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, to me, the highlight of the entire day, the impeachment hearings, and I watched probably 2.5 hours, and I've seen clips of what I've missed. But the highlight for me was a congressman, never heard of her, Congressman Nancy Mace from South Carolina. She blames both Dems and the GOP for the Capitol violence last week. I want you to hear this is cut 6. And this is Nancy Mace, the congressman, a Republican, by the way, from South Carolina.
This is not the reason why I wanted to give my first speech in our chambers, in our hallowed halls. This is not what I wanted to do in my first week in office. But after the violent events of last week, watching and witnessing how heartbreaking this was, thank God I sent my kids home on Monday morning because I was worried about the rhetoric leading up to the events and to the rally on January 6th, the violence that could transpire. Not only were our lives in danger, but if my kids were here, their lives would have been in danger too. The two most precious people in my life. Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States, the U.S. House of Representatives, has every right to impeach the President of the United States. But what we're doing today, rushing this impeachment in an hour or 2 hour long debate on the floor of this chamber, bypassing judiciary, poses great questions about the constitutionality of this process. I believe we need to hold the President accountable. I hold him accountable for the events that transpired, for the attack on our Capitol last Wednesday. I also believe that we need to hold accountable every single person, even members of Congress, if they contributed to the violence that transpired here. But today I'm asking my colleagues to remember the words of the legendary, the great leader in this country, Dr. Martin Luther King, who once said, "The time is always right to do what is right." And if we're serious about healing the divisions in this country, Republicans and Democrats need to acknowledge this is not the first day of violence we've seen. We've seen violence across our country for the last 9 months. And we need to recognize, number one, that our words have consequences, that there is violence on both sides of the aisle. We've contributed to it. We need to take responsibility for our words and our actions. We need to acknowledge there is a problem, take responsibility for it, and stop being part of the problem and start being part of the solution.
I think that's a good way. That's a good way to close the show. I really honestly do. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. I was there on Friday night and had a great, great time. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. That's going to do it for today. Tomorrow, inching ever closer to the weekend, we'll see if there's any Trump reaction to the awful impeachment stuff. I think it's like water off a duck's back. I don't think it's going to impact him one way or another. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.